Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship, and you're with Deepak Shukla, and today I'm going to be talking about SEO versus SMO. So SEO, this is clearly entrepreneurship, stands for search engine optimization, whereas SMO stands for social media optimization. So very basically, when we think of obviously SEO, we're talking Google, Bing, Yahoo, and then whatever else there is. When we're talking SMO, we're talking Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, or the various other social media platforms that exist. And when we talk optimization, that basically means your ability to rank highly on a Google, or rather a search engine search for a keyword, or in the case of social media, to become a highly followed, most viewed, most commented upon kind of producer, I would say, overall. And what I want to talk about, I'm slurring my words, is why I think basically that more and more SMO is becoming more important than SEO. Historically, SEO was the biggest thing that people considered as being kind of, you know, the lead in to, you know, making sales. So what that would mean is, you know, you find a keyword such as, you know, men's suede shoes, and you would create content online, on site, as well as off site, as well as doing various other, both perhaps white hat and what they call semi black hat tricks. So what I mean by white hat is honest, open and ethical kinds of optimization, whereby you put lots of keywords into your content that appear natural and organic, as well as the correct anchor tags, canonical references, metadata, and all of the other various things. Then in the case of Black Hat, that's looking at article spinning, backlinks, and other various ways that you can kind of game the search engine, so to speak. And the various, you know, is it like the Penguins or the Google Pandas, have begun to come in more and more as you know, the search engines have got savvier as to those that are trying to game the search engines. And that's not even to consider search engine optimization in the form of, for example, YouTube, which is one of the biggest search engines in the world, as well as other places that you can rank on, from even local classified ad sites and ways to work out rankings on less sophisticated search engines that use simpler algorithms to try and rank people, or rather listings, at the top of a search. So that's the case of SEO. Now, SMO is, of course, how many followers on Instagram do you have? How many followers versus likes versus comments are you getting? Looking at the appropriate, what's considered organic ratios versus the ratios that people have gained because, you know, they've approached click farms in the Philippines, or they've, you know, they've outsourced it to, you know, some bod on Fiverr. And really, really simply, I think that the reason SEO is not as important or as fast being overtaken by SMO is because the consumer, the average consumer today, it's kind of well past the kind of Y2K generation, or the millennials, those guys born in the 1980s and 1990s. I was born in 1986. It's 2016 now, and we are having people that just grew up with the internet, grew up with a broadband connection, growing up in a world that is fully internet, mobile and capable, growing up with apps. And it just simply means that we are smart enough to recognize whether, you know, a company product or service that has ranked well on Google is actually something that we'd intend to buy. And we can look towards the authenticity, uniqueness and the value of the product. So no longer is it the case that we would look at something that ranks highly on Google as a singular way of deciding upon making a purchase. Furthermore, if you want to make conversions, i.e. convert, you know, listeners, for example, with this podcast, into consumers, whether it's, you know, the case for my Udemy courses, or for some of the books I have on Selfie, or for personal consultancy services, you need to obviously go where the conversation is. And really, simply, I don't even know how many people are on, kind of, for example, Facebook. It's meant to be 1 billion plus, you know, and there's like, what, 7.2 billion people on planet Earth? Planet Earth, like there's others on other Earths, other Earths, other planets. It's social media is where the conversation is. It's how people kind of engage with each other today, to the extent that, you know, language is changing faster than ever because of social media communication, whether it's, you know, Viber or WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger that you'd use on your phone. You know, I'm currently, for example, using a SoundCloud app on my phone with a professional mic to record this audio. So it's just an indication of the ways that people are becoming more and more efficient with messaging and as well as social media. So that is why I believe that for your company or for your business, SMO is incredibly important, and transparency to that degree is also equally important. If I'm going to buy a pair of men's suede shoes, to take that example, with how the world operates today, brands can be built from individuals. Individuals can spearhead a brand. A company can be very, very transparent, and its, you know, Facebook following or its content giveaways via Twitter really can be impactful. And the way that you engage as a Facebook user with other Facebook users or with other others on Twitter, or with other, you know, in my case, for example, podcasters, will have a significant impact upon your spread and your coverage. So if I was you and I'm an established or growing or new business, or, you know, I'm a man that's just got an idea, then I would really look to social media as being a cheap and ultimately very effective way of spreading your brand message. And it does seem to be a place where authenticity is considered to be it's a place where people do consider authentic, whereas the world of, for example, Google search, I mean, I get, you know, I can get my news from the Facebook news feed, from, you know, the Twitter news feed. I can see what's going on with the latest celebrities via Instagram. There is becoming less and less of a need for me to go outside of some of these platforms. Furthermore, the kind of distribution model that Facebook has, with over 1 billion users, means that, you know, as soon as they start introducing like daily news into their algorithm and news feeds, they're getting absolutely massive coverage. So it does make sense to a large degree to, of course, beyond building your own house, so to speak, which is your website, that when you think in terms of ranking over the long term, you can do equally well by not just ranking your website on, you know, page one of Google, which clearly has massive value, but getting a Twitter following of 50,000 followers is huge. It's incredibly huge. And furthermore, I, to that extent, and I'll go on to talk about this in a separate podcast, talk about the value of growing yourself as a brand individually, you know, as me, as Deepak Shukla, regardless of whether I, you know, introduce the, you know, a company called Startup Bootcamp, or, you know, Life, Love and Entrepreneurship, which is, you know, the name of this podcast. It really is the case that building my name as an individual is also of massive value. And again, this does happen through social media. So if you were to start your business today, and then you were to talk about, you know, what are the other things you can do? Obviously, content production is actually huge. Everyone talks about content being king. It's kind of established now. And again, social media is a great distribution model for that. And to bring that further forward even more, if you're, for example, in my case, podcasting, or if you're YouTubing, or if you're, leaving Facebook notes or Facebook live video, whatever you might be doing, then you can transfer that content into written form or transcribed form, once you have the budget and the time, the wherewithal to do it, onto your website. And then that will have also a longer term effect in respect of SEO, as you start becoming kind of a content machine. And as you can imagine, SEO and SMO will both be helped if you produce fucking killer content. If you create stuff that's worth talking about, then it will do well on both platforms. So for all of those reasons, that's why I think that SMO, social media optimization, is more important than SEO, so search engine optimization. And that's indeed via LinkedIn what got me my TEDx speech.